This is Electronico.
This is L. Ron X. Chili.
We are Texas Radio Fish. And you are listening to CCMixter.org.
Today is the secret mixer for the 21st birthday of the CC Mixer.
Ah, but it's a secret.
Yeah, it is, but I'm telling you about it anyway.
Well, there you go. And we are wishing you, CC Mixer, a happy secret birthday.
And we'll bring the mezcal if you come to Galveston County to visit.
See?
Now this from our secret mixer.
Hear that you're a guitar shaman, or is that shaman?
Shaman.
Oh, shaman. No shaman.
Salmon. I'll take that.
Salmon. Guitar salmon. Very good.
Guitar so, salmon. Yes.
How's the guitar shaman business?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I actually stopped buying so much stuff and started learning how to use it.
Oh, so you're actually playing those 40 guitars that you have?
Yes,
there.
Exactly. Changing strings and adjusting intonation and all sorts of good stuff.
Darn. So you got more than 40 guitars now? Or?
No, I still got about 40.
Okay, well, that's good. And you get that gashang going there?
Yeah, I've plucked on it a time or two. I need to change some strings on it, though, because they get kind of wonky after 10 years.
Where do you get the gashang strings?
At the gashang store. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Hey, give me a
string. Can't go down to the guitar center and get them, I'll tell you.
That's good.
This is from our secret mixer.
I'm free from the way that used to hold me back. It's time to paint the town with no time for looking back. I'm happy since we said goodbye. Flying higher, dreaming for the sky. I'm moving on, letting go.
So I had a weird flash the other day, actually yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I thought about White Bird.
White Bird?
Remember White Bird, Hank's dog?
Yeah.
From Annapolis, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Robbie and I are taking a walk, and behind me I hear this noise, and the dog Hazel got loose.
Okay.
And it found a new toy.
Ah.
A Muscovy duck.
Oh.
And that poor duck, they don't quack, but boy, it was vocal.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. All I can say is the duck didn't make it.
The duck did not make it.
And the owner lady's coming up the street yelling, Hazel, Hazel. I just asked her to clean up the duck. Don't leave the duck in the road.
Wait a minute. You mean you didn't tell her that you'd give her a buck?
A buck for your duck. So I said to the lady, you know, your dog is really proud, because the dog's just standing there looking at its best, so happy. And she goes, well, I'm not proud. That got me flashing on White Bird. You remember that cockfighting pit behind Hank's house with the chicken coops?
Yeah.
White Bird used to get those chickens all the time. When I'm looking at Hazel doing her thing, I was thinking, wow, it's just like White Bird. I hadn't thought about that in a long time. And that long since I've seen dog on fowl interaction. Yes. And that was in, what, the early 70s. So it's been, you know, been a good while since I've seen that. Although one of my neighbors up the street says that her dog enjoys all the ducks that get in her backyard, so she has to keep it on a leash when she walks.
I'll give you a buck for your fucked up duck.
This is from our secret mixer.
We can work things out. There's no need in time.
Behind Hank's was only 50 yards from the border.
Yeah.
I mean, you could walk back there, and there used to be this, like, 3.5 foot high fence that said, this is an international boundary.
Yes, exactly.
You can't cross this.
You can't.
And it was
here's another Tostali sack.
Tostali sacks. That's exactly what they were bringing through there.
Oh, we have a lot of stories like that.
Mixer Radio, and yes, I'm wearing pants.
Freak me, baby.
I'll give you a buck for your fucked up deck.
Baby.